G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
It's Greg Bonder from Christian Voice Australia. Christian Voice Australia is a national think tank, I should say, an advocacy group for families, liberty and faith. And Greg is the national director of Christian Voice Australia, and he joins us now. Greg, welcome.
Hello, Andrew. Sorry, you have to turn the microphone on, which I've just realised.
Well, I'm glad you found that button, Greg, because I was starting to get nervous. I thought maybe I haven't pushed the right button. Greg, how was your Easter long weekend? Let's start with a nice light topic.
Look, do you know what? It was absolutely fantastic. I spent it with some Christian colleagues and then family, my grandchildren, and I have to tell you, you know, I've got a lot of things to thank God for, and they include both family, friends, and, of course, the risen Lord. So it was a wonderful Easter weekend for me, Andrew.
That's good to hear, mate. And did you have good weather in your part of the world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've had great weather, sun shining, and just makes you realise how lucky we are in this country. And in particular, and when we look around us, how can anyone deny the existence of God? So, yep, a great weekend.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Well, we're going to get stuck into this. We've got three pieces of legislation we want to discuss today. The first one is this education and amendment bill in 2024. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, very absolutely. Look, Andrew, this is a bill that I think we need to be aware of. And unfortunately, today we're going to talk all politics. But, you know, people keep telling me you can't mix church and state. But I've got to tell you, if you don't mix church and state, we're not as Christians going to be able to respond to what the governments are doing to us. Now, here's a bill that was introduced on the 6th of March 2024 by the Honourable Di Farmer, of course, a Queenslander, and essentially it's about education and amending certain parts of the Education General Provisions and Other Legislation Amendment Bill. Andrew, the issue we've got here is that this particular bill was referred to the Education, Employment, Training and Skills Committee, who then asked for submissions from Christians, churches, Christian organisations, and those that are not Christian as well, obviously fairly secular. And as you would know, submissions have actually closed, but there is one more open public hearing, and that'll be on this Thursday, 4th of April, at the Queensland Parliament House. So something you've got to really be looking for, and I'll talk a bit more about that in a sec.
Well, can I ask, what is the bill trying to achieve, or what is the stated aim of this bill?
Yeah, that's a good question, Andrew. See, one of the problems we've got is that government, you know, tend to do this all, and what they're trying to do is amend the Education General Provisions Act of 2006. Now, here are the things they're trying to change. And this is where parents and grandparents and everybody that has an interest in their family should be aware of. Number one, it's trying to change sort of things to do with disciplinary action against children. And I suspect it's going to be far more laissez-faire. It's also trying to look at the, you know, when kids are suspended from school, you know, whether they ought to be suspended or not. And the one that really worries me, Andrew, is that they're going to look at the parents and teachers associations, and governments, especially the left-wing governments, have been trying to get rid of those for years. And then finally, they're looking at the home education system. Now, that worries me because home education is a growth sector. Parents are sending their kids, you know, getting their kids more home educated because the public school system, woke as it is, doesn't do it. So that's something that they're going to look at. And two other things very quickly. They're also going to look at gendered language. Now, for goodness sake, Andrew, here we go again. You know, they want to make sure that it's a they and a him and a whatever. And then finally, they want to acknowledge that there is diversity, equality, and inclusion. For goodness sake, just educate the kids to read and write and do arithmetic and I'll be happy. But no, what do governments want to do? They want to manage our lives, Andrew.
Yeah, well, you raise an interesting, well, not interesting point, a relevant point, because our education system is one of the most financed per head of students in the world. So much resource thrown at it. And as you said, our standards of maths and reading and writing are dropping on a worldwide scale. And yeah, yet we are complicating our education process, aren't we, with these type of bills. And it's just basically government meddling in something, isn't it? That it should just leave alone and stick to the traditions of reading, writing, you know, arithmetic, all the stuff that kids need to learn, science and history and biology. But oh no, like you said, they've complicated education so much now that kids aren't able to do the basics.
No, absolutely right, Andrew. And the real issue here is that, you know, what they try and do is, oh, we're going to review the education. But you know what they're doing, Andrew, is by stealth, they're changing things within the Act that will limit parents to be able to educate their children the way that they want them to be. And my recommendation is that everybody in Queensland, the committee's report is due on Friday, 19th of April. Now, Andrew, everyone in Queensland should be flooding the Queensland Parliament and saying, We don't agree with this act in certain parts, and make your voice heard with your local MP. Do it now. You've got till the 19th of April.
Okay, so this is a Queensland piece of legislation. So all of our listeners in Queensland should contact their local state elected MP and really pressure them about this proposed education bill. And as you said, Greg, I find it ludicrous that they're mentioning the word discipline, because you look across Australia now, there is a lack of discipline amongst teenagers. We've got teenagers smashing up whole towns in Alice Springs. We've got teenagers in Brisbane knifing people, doing home invasions with machetes in their hands. This is reflective of a society where there's no discipline. You know, there are other countries in the world where teenagers wouldn't dare to do that sort of thing because they would get an absolute hiding. And here in Australia, there isn't much consequence, is there? So the word discipline in schools, to me, as someone who was caned in high school back in the day, and I'm glad I was caned, I deserved the cane, I find it a little bit ironic that they're mentioning discipline.
Yep. Absolutely right, Andrew. And you and I both know. You remember Fidel Castro, I do, who was the communist leader, the leader of the Communist Party in Cuba. Do you know what he said, Andrew? That education and revolution are one and the same. So if you want to disrupt society, go through the education system. So Fidel Castro has been proven right, and our left-wing woke governments, all they're trying to do is by stealth, is to change the way we educate our children. It's wrong. I'm an ex-school teacher. I've got a master's degree in education. Let's just read and write their sums and, of course, hopefully have some ethics and morals as they go along. So, Andrew, everybody write into your MP and tell them, have a look at this education bill and see if there's something they can do about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Greg. Now, the next one, the New South Wales Equality Bill Inquiry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, now, this is a fairly tricky one. It's a New South Wales one, but I've just had a look when I filled in a particular survey, and I'll explain it in a moment. I guess anyone can fill it in. But basically, we've got this New South Wales Legislative Assembly Committee on Community Services. It's inquiring into the Equality Legislation Amendment LGBTIQA+ Bill 2023. Here we go again, Andrew. Once again, we've got, let's look after the LGBTIQA. Forget about reading and writing and arithmetic and morals and values. Let's look after the LGBTIQA. Well, I've got to tell you, this is a real concern, because what the New South Wales government is trying to do here, they've created a survey. And people can fill this survey in until the 14th of April, especially if you're in New South Wales. And it looks to change various parts of current legislation within New South Wales. And Andrew, once again, by stealth, they're trying to change the way we raise our children and families.
So what does that look like? When you say they're trying to change the way we raise our kids, what's that going to look like in practical terms?
Yeah, look, everyone can do the public survey. It's just going to the New South Wales government website and look for the equality bill. What they're trying to change are a number of things, the Anti-Discrimination Act. So just imagine what they're going to try and do with that. They're going to try and change the Births, Deaths and Marriages Act. Now, just imagine what they're going to do there. And I can tell you what they're going to be doing is that children won't have to be classified as male or female at birth. They can be what they like. I mean, it's nonsense, for goodness sake. That's what I suspect will happen there. They're also trying to change the Drug Misuse and Trafficking Act. I suspect what will be there is, oh, well, if you've got marijuana or whatever, don't worry about it. You'll be okay. It's a national drug. Well, I've got to do damage. And then they're trying to change the Government Sector Employment Act. And I can see what's going to be happening there. You know, you've got to make sure that you employ LGBTIQA+ people. You've got to employ everybody else except those that are good at doing the job. So you know what I mean? It's a real issue. It's for New South Wales. I encourage everybody, Andrew, in New South Wales to get onto the public survey and oppose every section of the question that's shown in the survey. Because quite frankly, this is going to be a real danger to all families.
Yeah, and we've got until the 14th of April to do that. So if you are a New South Wales listener, please contact your state MP and get on the front foot about this as well. Because as Fidel Castro said, this is a revolution we're in the midst of, isn't it, Greg? If we don't realise this, we need to realise that there is a culture war going on, isn't there? And the culture war is basically the modern progressives who are trying to dismantle everything that is traditional and conservative in our society, which, by the way, mostly comes from the Bible. So as Christians, we really need to get on the front foot about this, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to some people over the Easter weekend about, you know, the resurrection. And I kept saying, you know, we're arguing whether Christmas was more important or Easter was more important. Well, you know, I take the view that without the resurrection, and as the Apostle Paul says, you know, we are all preaching and studying the Bible in vain. In other words, without the resurrection, what's the point of being a Christian? So it's very important. So the point I want to make here is that, you know, governments tend to amend legislation by stealth. And I've been there because I worked for the Prime Minister in Canberra for many years, and I know what governments do. They do it by stealth when you don't want people to know what's going on. And as I said, in Queensland and now New South Wales, Andrew, you've got to keep an eye on this thing. And unfortunately, when the time comes, it's too late. People say, well, I didn't know about this. So really, my view is keep an eye on what's happening and keep in contact with your local MP and get them to explain to you what is going on.
Yeah, before the 14th of April, and it's called the New South Wales Equality Bill Inquiry. To our New South Wales listeners, encourage you to get on the front foot about that one. And the third one we're going to tackle today, Greg, is the Queensland Anti-Discrimination Legislation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, now this is an interesting one. It's the Queensland Anti-Discrimination Legislation is very important because what it's been the Queensland government is proposing here is that the legislation, you know, needs to be implemented for various reasons. I'll explain it in a moment. But this is going to have a real impact, Andrew, on families, our children, our grandchildren, and so on. Now, not only that, but as you know, it's going to impact severely on limiting religious freedom, the ability for churches and faith-based institutions, for example, and schools to operate on their faith and employ people who live out that faith. So it's going to be a real impact there. And I've been talking to some churches and some Christian faith groups on how best to submit a response to this particular proposed legislation by the Miles government.
Yeah, it sounds pretty extreme. So when you say it's a threat to our religious freedom, is it only in the area of who we can hire and employ, or is there broader ramifications as well?
Oh, it'll be broader ramifications. When we get to see the full context of what's being proposed, it'll open it up. But it affects things like discrimination, sexual harassment, you know, it'll look at vilification, victimisation. But it all goes towards the LGBTIQA. It favours them, of course, and it will put a lot of us Christians at a disadvantage. Now, the bill, as you know, Andrew, was developed in response to recommendations made by the Queensland Human Rights Commission. In its paper, you might have heard of the Building Belonging Review of Queensland Anti-Discrimination Act of 1991. Now, the problem we've got here is that the submissions actually closed on 5 p.m. 22nd of March 2024. Now, Andrew, the time is right again for Queenslanders to phone, email, write, meet with whatever with your local MP and say, listen, before this goes to a vote, let's make sure that you're reflecting the true values of Judeo-Christian values as we grew up with. And I think every person, even if you're not a Christian, have a look at the way it'll impact on you and your family. If you're a dad or a granddad or a mum or a grand, you know, have a look at it and talk to your local MP, Andrew, and get them to explain it to you, not just vote, you know, according to the masses. So, Andrew, very, very dangerous piece of legislation once again, and one that will be up for debate pretty soon.
And just for our listeners, that's the Queensland anti-discrimination legislation. It all sounds so nice, doesn't it? Anti-discrimination. Yeah. Because the average person will be like, oh, yeah, well, I don't want anyone discriminated against. But as you said, the devil is in the detail. And I'm sure there's many devils in many details of that particular piece of legislation. So again, to our Queensland listeners, encourage you, reach out to your state MP, find out about this piece of legislation, ask them if they know what it's all about, and let your voice be heard, because we want to live in peace and harmony, don't we, Greg? We don't want too much government interference in our personal lives, our churches, or the way we operate our organisations.
Yeah, absolutely right, Andrew. And I just want to repeat to all your listeners, Andrew, that, you know, church and state have to go hand in hand, because, you know, I visit a lot of churches around the state, Australia, and I preach and I talk. But one of the things I'm finding is that people are not aware of what governments are doing in terms of affecting our lives as mums and dads, granddads, grandma, whatever. And unless we as Christians stand up and be heard, you know, I think we need to. We're all going to be accountable, Andrew, at one time. And I want to be able to say, Lord, I tried to do the best to ensure that we uphold a biblical worldview in a nation, in a world that is so anti-Christian. So, Andrew, I ask all your listeners to be involved. Contact me, contact you or anybody, but make sure that they're up to date on what's happening in a society that's going more secular each day. And I'm asking, you know, we need to pray hard. So, Andrew, that's the message for the day, I guess.
Yeah, well said, Greg. And I think it's a message for the hour. It's timely. I think we've just had it so good for so long in Australia. We haven't had to worry about too much. Life's been pretty good. But as you said, the screws are definitely being turned by these so-called progressives who are just driving and ramming home an anti-Christian, anti-biblical agenda into our society. But if you want to know more and find out more about this particular three pieces of legislation, or just find out more about Greg Bonder and what he does, his website is christianvoiceaustralia.blog. That's christianvoiceaustralia.blog. And Greg, as always, I want to thank you so much for contributing today. And hopefully many of our listeners will be reaching out to their state MPs in New South Wales and Queensland and really trying to push back against these particular pieces of legislation, which appear to be working against the interests of the church and against the interests of Christian individuals.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.